When people leave their home countries, they can feel isolated and cut off from their community. Radio and social media can help bridge that. But there's another way for one Southeast Asian ethnic group that's been scattered by war. Hmong people here are using teleconferencing to draw together their worldwide community. Anna Boyko Wyrock has the story.
Sha Vang lives in Bellevue, Washington, a few miles from Microsoft headquarters. She looks nervous, sitting on a couch in her living room, holding a cell phone. Vang is about to sing to hundreds of people on the phone for the first time.
I too old, my voice is no good.
Vang is afraid she's too old, and her voice is no good. 4 times a week, she calls into a teleconference where people share traditional songs called kutsia. She dials the number and punches in the PIN code.
Please hold to be placed into the conference.
Then she's connected. While Vang waits for her turn, a Hmong woman from California chimes in with a song about preserving Hmong culture. The Kutsia songs are very poetic. Yi Shang of the Hmong Association of Washington says the complicated language can be lost on young people.
The most important thing the elders listen to are these words, and they understand it so well, while us younger Hmong generation, we don't understand it at all. But there's a huge movement in America, too, where even through phone conferences, people would go and sing Kutsia. It's fascinating.
In fact, the teleconferences stretch around the world, and they're not just for traditional songs.
Do you hear me?
Oh, now I hear you. Wait a second.
I contacted the organizers of Longcheng Radio, one of the conference phone lines. And, of course, we spoke over teleconference.
Can you press a star one? I tried it.
Star one, okay.
Jing Yang is the founder. He says teleconferencing is a way to connect scattered Hmong communities around the world.
We have a lot of people in France, Germany, Russia, Thailand, Laos, Vietnam.
He estimates more than 4,000 people call in to listen to Longcheng Radio. Teleconferences like this have around-the-clock programming. There are shows on folktales, pop culture, health and news. Yang says the hosts translate global news for their audience in the U.S., who might not know what's going on otherwise because of the language barrier.
They see a lot in the news, but they did not figure out what happened in the news because the language barrier.
There's also programming about local Hmong groups, with updates from France and Southeast Asia. Yang says it's a great way to share news that matters to the community.
Okay.
That global connection is vital to Sha Vang in Bellevue, Washington. She finally worked up the courage to share a song with the teleconference. It's a love story. Vang is middle-aged. She lost both parents in the Vietnam War and never went to school. Her siblings are scattered all over the world. Vang says it's easy to feel isolated and get depressed.
May I so mad, may I so feel bad for me.
I was so mad. I felt so bad for myself. Sometimes I would just go crazy, thinking about everything too much, remembering. I was thinking, oh, maybe I'm the only one in the world who has these problems. Maybe there's no one like me. No one's lived through what I have.
But she says when she listens to the teleconferences, it's almost therapeutic.
But you listen, they talking.
But then you listen to the singing over the telephone. Like in St. Paul, Minnesota, one woman, Zia, you're like, oh, you don't have a mother or a father either. Your life is the same as mine. You came to the United States all by yourself. You only have yourself, and I only have myself. But I am not alone. Everybody on the phone line has the same problems. That makes me feel better. It makes me happy.
For the world, I'm Anna Boyko Wyrock in Seattle.